Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow Him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did. Well, hello, ladies. This is Tiffany this time, and I got some friends with me. I got Christy and Tara. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
Hey there.
Friends, I'm so glad you're here. So we are not the anointed teachers of the group. We are the ones who love to come on and just have these chats. And so y'all are going to just join us for that. We are talking about the friend fishbowl. Now bear with me because that sounds a little weird, but it's not. It's going to make a lot of sense here in a moment. As I was thinking about recently, just events in my own life and friends that have come and gone, or confusion in certain friendships and just things that have happened, it started to make me really reflect on who is really in control of filling that fishbowl up. So a long time ago, I actually think it was Alyssa, Tara. Was that where we got this from?
I'm pretty sure it was her.
Yeah. You know, you're called as a Christian woman to be in the world, but not of the world. But then at the same time, who is it that's in the fishbowl? Those that you confide in, or that speak life into you, or whatever the case may be, the real close people that are close to you, probably the ones that could actually easily hurt you, I guess you could say, like those people that you've let in. And a fishbowl is not very big. It's not a fish tank. It's not the ocean. It's a fishbowl. So you can't have too much in there.
If you went to the fair, you got a fish. That's your bowl.
So I was thinking about recently in my own life, this fishbowl aspect. That's going to probably get annoying, but I hope not. Anyways, I haven't surrendered that over to Christ. I've been filling it. I've been deciding, well, at least I thought I had been deciding who's going to be in it and who gets kicked out. No, I'm just kidding. But no, who really honestly gets to be in it? When you reflect, it's that last little part where you think, yeah, I've surrendered all. I've given him every room, every ounce. Yeah, go in that back closet, open up that door, whatever the case may be. And then when you realize, wait, what's going on? And you start seeing things happen in your life because God's like, ultimately, hey, I'm going to make these decisions sometimes, whether you choose to allow me to or not. If it's my plan, it will be. And I started getting really confused and things were happening. And then when I started to really reflect upon it, it just dawned on me. It's like, wow, I really haven't given that over to him. And that's why I'm so confused and I'm lost, is because I'm not trusting him with that aspect of my heart. And when I say that, I'm talking about, so in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare," which is also known as peace, "and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And if you drop down to verse 13, it says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." So he's talking to the Israelites here, and they've been in captivity. They basically made poor choices and now they're suffering the consequences. And God is saying, if you seek me, and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. And I thought, okay, that means my life, right? So am I truly seeking God in every aspect, my marriage, my parenting, my career, my friendships? No, I'm not, because I'm still trying to control this little fishbowl of mine. And so it got me really thinking about that and really convicted me of that. And so here is the conversation that we're kind of on. So I brought these ladies on to kind of talk about this. A, what's their take on this? And B, well, I'll get to the second question later. So after hearing that, what are your thoughts?
When you just said that about being convicted in that moment, I think that's something good to point out, because I think a lot of times we just think it's going to slam us out of nowhere, and or we're not going to know, are we doing something right or something wrong in that situation? But everybody's going to be, my conviction and your conviction are going to be two completely different things, because maybe I have given friendship up, but you saying that in that moment, maybe I haven't given up parent, like I haven't given my parenting, which I'm actually opposite. I probably haven't given my friendship either. But just remember that, like, everybody's convictions aren't going to be the same. And sometimes you think you gave him something and you haven't. So just ask him. He's definitely going to let you know. You're going to feel it in that moment of like, oh, yeah. It's kind of like if a cuss word slips out of my kids and I'm like, oh, sorry. Like, I feel convicted now, which before I never felt convicted. So, you know, you will know when you're doing something wrong or when you haven't given him something that you should. When it comes to friendship, I would have to say that I probably haven't given it to him either. I know I've prayed about it, and I've seen things that he's done over the past couple of years as my relationship has grown in Christ. I've just seen different things happen and him pull people out of my life where I'm like, what happened to that person? Like, why did our relationship no longer happen? Or why is this friendship growing so much more when I thought that it was going to grow more with this person? Does that make sense? Like, it wasn't necessarily a choice I made. It's just how it happens. And when you sit back and I've looked, I'm like, oh, well, maybe that's because that person wasn't headed down the right path, or I thought that that was good and it's not good any longer. So the relationships have kind of just dwindled on its own. And some people call it a coincidence, but I would fully give that credit to God. Like,
he's, yeah, it's a God thing for sure.
He removes the people he doesn't want in our lives. And I am very thankful for that, even when sometimes it hurts and it's hard and you don't understand.
Because he's heard something or sees something or knows something that we don't know. And so he's going to take care of us in that way, especially when maybe we're just being a little too stubborn or we don't want to make that decision. Because that's a prayer too, you know, as you're moving along in your friendships, like, give me the desire and the strength to run away from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Help me pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace, enjoying the companionship of those who call on you with pure hearts. And they're pulling that from 2 Timothy 2:22. This is from the book, Praying the Scriptures for Your Life. This book is huge. Get this book, ladies. But she literally helps you pray the scriptures over your life. And I thought that was very interesting. Like, that comes with it, right? Father, take those out that aren't supposed to be in there. That's hard sometimes. Not that I'm not going to be loving to them and still, any one of these people could call me tomorrow and be like, yes, absolutely. But is it someone that I want to surround myself with? Because then if you go into Proverbs 13:20, when she pulls the praying the scripture from that, says, show me how to choose my friends carefully, since the one who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. I mean, that's huge. And that gets to that saying, you know, you are what you surround yourself with. You want to show me what kind of person you are? Show me your five closest friends. So anyways, Christy, what's your take? Yes. Show me your fish.
Well, in the 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. It doesn't mean, and then I'll let Christy talk. It doesn't mean that you can't be friends with them. I think this is something I learned in the last week. I was having a conversation with somebody, and just because that person isn't walking the right walk or doesn't align with the lifestyle that you're living any longer, doesn't mean you have to shame them and be like, you're no good anymore. I'm not better than they are. You know, I'm just choosing to walk a different way. So don't think that in that moment you have to be like, nope, sorry, we can't be friends anymore. No, just love them from a distance, or, you know, pray for them. Power in prayer. Like, he has the ability to change their hearts, and he has the ability to change our hearts. Maybe we are there to help that friend, but help them from a distance so that they can see the difference we're living in our lives.
Or you have to help them up close. It's just going to be, your mission's a little different, right? Where you're not going to probably go to them and say, hey, my marriage is falling apart, let's talk about it. That's probably the last place you want to go with that. But that is definitely somewhere you want to go and show them Jesus in you, because that's what they need to see. But you're kind of going a little bit with maybe your armor on, because they may not be someone that's walking in light, right? So it needs to be, if anything, they definitely need to see that in you. It's just more so when I think of those fishbowl people, it's someone like that where my marriage is crumbling, or I feel I'm failing as a parent, or I feel I really, I have something to really rejoice about and be excited about? Can I go to this person and trust that they're going to be like, yes, like come alongside me and this is going to be fantastic too. So I think it's just, it's a little different mindset and it's going to be a different approach, I guess, in how I come into relationship with people that are, I guess, of the world and those that are just being in the world. So Chrissy, what's your take on this fun stuff?
You have to have a fishbowl. I've learned I needed a fishbowl, or what I thought was in my fishbowl. You have different seasons of life and you're walking, you're going through life and you have a group of friends that I thought were my friends, and they still are my friends, but they're a different, they live in a worldly way. They're not speaking life into me. They're not what I need in my darkest moments. I have a large community that I interact with all the time. And I have to walk that line of knowing who to let in, who I can pour into, and who I can trust, who I can rely on. It's very small. It's very, very small. The last 2 years, I have learned a lot about the prayers that I prayed for myself, that he's answering. And it just took me a while to see. He's been with me all the time and sending me what I need, but it was me holding on to my own selfishness, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, like you want mm-hmm. all these people in your life and you think you need all this stuff and you need these people. You don't need that. Mm-hmm. You need that little core he sent you. I can leave my weekend with my fishbowl people and I feel full.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to stop and reflect and think, that's what I've been praying for. That's exactly what I wanted. And that's who I want to be. I want to be them for them. Mm-hmm. I want them to do the same thing for me. You have to have a fishbowl. You have to have a trustworthy, strong fishbowl. And it don't have to be a lot.
No. And in fact, don't get me wrong. I have girlfriends that I could pick up the phone. I haven't talked to you in years. And it would still be a great conversation. And I may need them from time to time on different things. But those that the ones that just, like you said, in your dark moment. And I'm not talking just the marriage fault, you know, whatever, relationship issues or career problems. I'm talking like when full on spiritual warfare maybe slams you. Do you have people in your fishbowl ready to go to battle with you? Maybe to take some more of those arrows. I mean, Tara, when it was so dark for me, I remember I could call Tara and she didn't think I was a crazy person. Like I was able to speak these right. things to her. And she was like, we're going to pray about it. And she would send me prayers, her dad. I mean, it was just like, there was no question about it. And then as time went on, it was crazy. Honestly, even the both of you, it's crazy because I would have never dreamed that I would be friends with either of you. I had nothing to do with either of this, but this was God's plan for my life, was to bring you into it. And it's crazy because there was things that would happen. And I look back and I think, man, Lord, like he would just kept pulling me in a weird way. Like, no, open up, no, say something, no, go there. No, just, it's fine. And there was like this encouragement I felt from him to continue pursuing relationships. And man, I'm so glad that I was hearing him at that point, because if I wasn't hearing him, I would have missed out. I would have taken the shiny bait that the enemy was holding up. But I think
that's why we had to walk that path. And exactly. with all that noise for so long mm-hmm. to get to this exact moment to say, here we are, here I am. I get it. And I thank you for mm-hmm. sending that.
Mm-hmm. Because don't get me wrong, they were a lot of fun, but they weren't the chicks I could call literally if I needed to at 2 a.m. in the morning and be like, I don't know what's going on, but I need you to pray right now for me. Or I need you to, you know, whatever the case may be. They weren't those women. I love them. And again, like so many great memories, but there were things God knew was coming. And he was like, I've got this. Like he took care of that.
Mm-hmm. That Christy said the different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
In this season in my life, am I on my knees fighting a lot more than I thought I would be? Right. Yeah, because I'm praying my heart out. And I want those people that are sitting next to me on their knees with me. Actually, it was when we were in your church, Tiff. I went to see Tiff and I went to church with you. And I looked up and I saw all these little girls come to the front and they were at the altar and they all sat down and they all knelt, like kneeled down together, and they all started praying. And I was like, whoa, that's what I want. I want that for my little girls. I want them to know that their friends that they're bringing into their fishbowl are going to be the ones that get down on their knees and pray with them when they're having a hard time. And I want that same thing for me. And I haven't prayed for that, but I will say over the last 2 years, and I was thinking this today before we even knew we were doing this, as I was driving, the people that God had brought into my life are the people that I needed right now. And I didn't know, and I didn't ask for them, but I'm so thankful I have them. In different ways, I met these people, and I have two very strong groups of women that I know when my life is being flipped upside down, I can pick up the phone and be like, ladies, I need you to pray now. And I need you on your knees because you are my prayer warriors. Like, and I rather have those women by my side every single day than somebody that I went and partied with at a club or had a good time on a weekend or whatever it may have been. The people I want in my fishbowl are the ones that are going to hold up their shields, are the ones that are going to get down on their knees and pray, the ones that are going to walk out and fight the battles that we need to fight together. And I think I never thought of that until recently. And like, really till today, looking back and being like, wow, the last 2 years, God has really put those people in my life. Even though I haven't been praying for them, he has made sure that I have them.
Well, think about how we, it's because we didn't box it in. And at the same time too, like, and this is an online group that Tara and I joined. So being military spouses, nothing's normal for us. So we don't box things in. Like we're okay. We got to FaceTime while this is our whole friendship. Great. Voxer, whatever the case may be. This is not uncommon for us. This is how Tara and I have done basically a majority of our friendship. Mm-hmm. And we meet these group of women. We're on Marco Polo. And it's the craziest thing. None of us have ever met each other except for at the conference. We did meet a few of them, but
I didn't. But that group didn't start by faith-based.
No, and it wasn't. And it
turned, at all.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. And it turned into this thing where I don't even know how to explain it. What God did there was so cool. And then we have this ask. It's just so cool. But you did trigger something in me. And I think this is a good leeway to the next part of this. I'm really thankful God did not bring me into either of your lives before he did, because I was a hot mess dumpster fire. Like it was not cute.
You and I would have not gone along before. I would have been a
horrible friend. I would have been a horrible influence. I mean, I would have been a lot of fun maybe for like a minute. That would have been it. I'm still a lot of fun. Okay. I thought about that and I thought, God, am I actually so okay? So I've been praying a lot about I, right? We have that selfish tendency. Like I need friends like this, and I need, which is not bad. You should pray about everything and on all occasions. However, now put that on yourself. Okay, Lord, make me the friend that they need. What do I need to have happen in my life? Because there's this part two in this book. There's actually a lot, but I kind of, let me read through a couple of these and then you guys give me your take on this. It says, keep me alert to my friends' needs. Prompt me to pray in the spirit for them on all occasions and with all kinds of prayers and requests. Ephesians 6:18. When my friends experience a win or a blessing, equip me to genuinely rejoice with them without feeling jealous. When they mourn, show me how to come alongside them in their sorrow without a hint of judgment or condemnation. Romans 12:15. Two more.
I love that one.
I know, right? That's a good one for you, friend. In my friendships, help me be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. James 1:19. And then the last one, when others look at the way my friends and I treat one another, may they know we are disciples. John 13:35.
Amen.
I love
that's a big one.
Ooh, that's powerful.
Why did you love that one a lot, the Romans?
Because it's exactly the truth. It relates to my daily life. It relates to my daily interactions. It is 100% spot on.
Because Christy has a lot of people drawn to her, a lot of people dealing with death or like walking through it or maybe having to heal from it. Just a lot of interesting things. I don't know. That's the only way I can explain
it. I thought it was a curse, but
yeah, okay. I was going to go that way, but I was like, I don't know if she wants me to go that way. I remember you telling me that you're like, I have this curse. And then I watched, like, you always would refer to it a little bit as a blessing. And then something I've seen, like you wouldn't have it any other way, would you? No. I don't think you would.
Not anymore.
Yeah, no, not anymore. But he had to get you to that point.
He got me. But I had, it took all of these ladies, took this group of ladies to show me. And it's everything I pray for. You can't make it up. I needed someone that could medically help me through my mom dying. I needed a friend that had life, that Esme is bubbly. She's mm-hmm. fun. She's exciting to be there. Tara, I could call. She's going to pray for anything you need. But when can you say that you're going to reach out to these? I mean, everything I prayed for, these women have one of everything that I've prayed for my whole life.
Goosebumps. And isn't it, ladies, if this happens in your life, I've been teaching my daughter this a lot lately. Well, because I was teaching myself to look for the God things, to look for, I call them God winks or God prints.
That's what my mom used to call them.
I know, God winks. I love it. And in the midst of that, like my daughter, she's now been calling them out. Like she found three umbrellas and there was three of us in the car and she goes, Mom, look at this God wink. And I loved it because I was like, that's right, kid. That's a God wink. Exactly with what Christy said. The fact is she's giving that glory back to him. What do we usually do? We pray for something, we get it, and we're done. We don't, you know, we just move along because I do it far too often. It makes me sick to think about it. But in those moments, the fact that you're remembering that and you're giving the glory back to him, we're so quick to be on our knees praying for something we need or we don't have. But when he's like, here, and then more, when he's like, you couldn't have even known, you wouldn't have believed me if I told you. I think that's Maggie's favorite thing. And then for like what you just said, here, I'm going to give you this. And it's like, what?
Like,
and
then someone fits a specific need for everything that. Every void I had, he mm-hmm. sent, mm-hmm. and they're all here.
And that's when we pray to thank. Right? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for all these things. Or even when you just feel attacked. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I think we forget, like you were just saying, Tiff, like we pray for all these needs, but are we thanking him for those as well? But also, how many times have you been told, oh yeah, I'll pray for you? No, I want you to pray now with me. That has been the biggest thing of knowing that I have a friend that right there is going to send me a prayer back.
And a friend that you know is going to follow through with praying. You're not just going to give me lip service. You're going to say, I am going to pray for you. And I, you know what? I know Tara is because that's who she is. And I don't ever have to worry about it. Like I can depend. Like it's so comforting to know you have that person. He didn't know me from Adam or Eve, but now I could squeeze you. I want to put you in my pocket and I want to carry you around and take you everywhere with me.
I wish I could take Chrissy everywhere with me.
It's the best because it moves into.
That's what you want in your bowl. Yeah. You want those people that like fill you up. I don't want my water getting murky because there's so much stuff going on. I want clear water. I want the water in my bowl that's going to fill me up and give me life, and that I'm going to be able to see those friends that I chose or that he chose to put in my bowl. And I want the ones that when I walk away, my heart feels so overjoyed. Like that weekend we all had together. Oh my gosh, I wanted to just stay there forever. I mean, I'd like to include my kids too, and my husband, but like it was such
it gave a good you the recharge. It gave me the recharge I needed. I was ready to conquer the world.
Yeah, I want something where I'm going to walk away and I feel filled up versus, which sometimes your batteries have to be drained for him to recharge us, but I want to walk away filled up from my friendships. And I think there's seasons where we have to be drained and walk something out with our friends and every day it's something new. Cause I know there's been seasons where I've called Tiffany and I'm like, okay, when's this season over? And she's like, girl, I think this is just your life.
I literally told her that. I was like, Tara, this is just your life, man. I don't know how to say it.
I refuse.
Well, after meeting Christy, I was like,
So then that's when you learn, what are you trying to teach me, Lord? What do I need to just accept of this is who I am? Just chaos.
When you guys said two things that I want to talk about, two more things, then we'll close this out. One, the patience in this. Mm-hmm. And the last thing is, I think I want to make sure is that, because if women are listening to this, I don't have that. Or what do I do now? Where's these perfect people? That's not it. It's not perfect people. It's the people that you don't feel drained. You feel either sharpened because they come alongside you in an iron sharpens iron, which is very hard. By the way, if you can find a friend that's willing to speak something hard into you, ooh, girl. To keep that one around, if they do it in the right, you know, with kindness and love and gentleness, things that sharpen me, that helps. What do you say, Tara? Like I needed a little sanding, like especially my marriage. freaking power sander because like I got a lot of issues I got to work on. So anyway, so those two things, I think it's, what would you say in regards to the people in, like, what do you think needs to be in there? And then I guess, Christy, maybe you more so too. How long did you really, did you have to be patient? How long did you have to pray for this? Because it's not a, okay, I sent that up. You know, it's like a
since I was 16 years old. 16 years old.
Wow. Don't be discouraged. I only had to pray for like 2 years.
I think that, I think he sent people. I didn't walk that walk in faith. I spiritually wasn't there.
You were disciplined and continued with that prayer. I think that's something we're very lazy. We'll just be like, well, I already told him about it. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes I do believe it's just, okay, God knows. I feel good about that. We're on the same page here. But sometimes it's like, no, I need to be, this is a serious part of my life. These are people that are going to be speaking into me. Mm-hmm. This is not just a random, we're going to go to dinner. Like this is a big deal. These are the people that will impact my life. So maybe I should spend a little bit more time on that, you know? But Tara, what do you think?
We don't even realize that we have those people. Like, hello, last 2 years, this has all been happening. And these people have been putting in my life. And really, it hasn't been until today on that drive home that I was like, oh, I'm sitting here praying for a friend that I want, because I want a physical, like, yes, we go to church every Sunday. We take our kids here. We do this. Like, I want that physical here. But I think God's like, you don't have time for physical right now. Like, you don't have time to actually have a friend that goes to church with you every Sunday, because that's just not your season and that you're in right now. But he knows that I needed people that were going to be powerful and were going to be certain parts of my life. Like you, he brought you to me so long ago. And then he was like, okay, but it wasn't until you left that you and I really created a friendship that I was like, oh yeah, I can't do life without her. Like, thank you, Lord, for bringing her to me. And then that brought in so many other people, and they don't need to be physically next to me because I know that they're only a phone call away. Thank God.
Okay, girl. Well, I'm relying on that right now. I'm relying on that. You better be right.
I promise you. It's painful.
I can't talk about it. That's why I just laugh, because otherwise I'd cry. I'm getting ready.
It's painful,
everybody,
but you'll get through it.
Okay, a brief interruption of this fun episode, if I do say so myself. Want to tell you all about Night Out with Truth Rising coming up October 8th of this year in Pensacola, Florida. It's being hosted by Marcus Point Baptist Church. This is a night for pouring into military and first responder marriages, active or prior. You don't have to be married, by the way, as well, if you want to come, if you're in a relationship. We have early bird tickets starting right now at $40 a couple, $20 an individual, because we also know how this lifestyle goes. Included is going to be dinner. Childcare is being offered if you register in time. Speakers, y'all, there's going to be prizes as well. A $500 Costello's Butcher Shop gift card, a Yeti cooler, a photography session is being donated, and more is to come. Do not miss out on this. Come hang out with us. Enjoy a night. Again, with Truth Rising, October 8th of this year in Pensacola, Florida, from 4 to 8 p.m. See the description in our notes for the podcast to get the link to get your tickets. Okay, now let's get back to this episode. The thing that I'm really proud about Tara and I's friendship is, y'all, this has not been rainbows and sunshine.
Lord helped us so much and we didn't even know
big
it.
Big time. But the thing is, too, we've also... we haven't been discouraging towards each other and how we've been growing as women of God. If anything, it was just, oh, so good. But at the same time, when we weren't living in the way we should have been living, there was a lot more issues within our friendship, because I was being selfish and I was quick to speak, or I was quick to anger, or I was quick to believe the worst in Tara. And now there's just a difference about me. He really is changing everything. And I'm so grateful to God that because of my just being an idiot, I didn't lose a beautiful friendship in the process of being a selfish human being. Don't get me wrong. I still am. But what I'm saying is, like, if you've prayed about it and you know that God is saying, no, this is someone to be in your fishbowl, y'all, don't run away when it gets uncomfortable or it gets a little hard. Get over it and get it together. That doesn't just mean all of a sudden, well, she hurt my feelings, or, you know, I don't know what's going on or whatever. Fight for those friendships, because the devil wants to come kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to destroy those friendships, especially those sisters in Christ friendships. He does not want those blossoming and prospering. Absolutely not. So you have to ask yourself, God, is this good and of you? Have you removed it? Or is this not good and not of you? And this is something I need to go to battle for. Like, I need to not let the enemy get a W in this one. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, we need to lift each other up, and nobody's perfect. We're all going to fall short. I fall short all the days. I am not good about picking up the phone and calling people and having that conversation, but Tiffany holds me accountable. You pick up the phone and you chit chat. It's just not it. So don't let your feelings get hurt. If that friend isn't picking up the phone, pick up the phone and call them. Pick up where they're put, not taken. How do you say that? I don't know. Like, pick up the part of the friendship that the other person is slacking in, you know, because it takes two, and you need that. We are not meant to do this alone, you guys. We are meant to have a community. And like Christy said, her community is large, but doesn't mean that her fishbowl is. You can have those small fishbowls and still have a huge community. And there's going to be different seasons of different people in your life, but don't be discouraged. Yeah, it's easier said than done, but don't be discouraged when you just feel like you don't have anybody at that moment, because you do. Just take a step back, talk to God, ask him to show you, and he's gonna drop them right in your lap. Just like a story Christy told us today before this episode, they show up when it's least expected, and he knows what he's doing. If we could see the path that he has for us, we would probably turn and run in the opposite direction. But it's so good. And what's the end result? Where do we end up? I can't wait to see what my room looks like in heaven, or my puppy field, or whatever I'm going to have. It's going
to, I hope we're all neighbors, and so we don't have to move around anymore.
There's no state.
That is good. All right. Well, before we close it out, any other thoughts popping up in the conversation? You can take a minute to think. I can edit.
Don't you find, I mean, I'm finding this now, that I have friends that are on the outside that know of my fishbowl and are drawn to it now. Mm-hmm. And they're reaching out now for the exact thing I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And I see it happening a lot.
That's so good, because that's you being salt and light. What was that? Whatever verse I read where it was talking about how when they look at you, they know you're disciple. They see something's different there. Mm-hmm. Right. My physical friends are very small here. When they're around me, there's no pressure in a negative way. Like, I used to run with a very, very different crowd of people. Let's booze it up. Let's do this. We have to, you know, who can curse the most, or who can do this, or, you know, who's the most vulgar. Like, it literally was just a very different crowd of people. I mean, granted, y'all, I'm prior military and I'm a nurse. So the groups of people I worked with, or I was surrounded with all the time. But now when I'm with these women, it's different. Like, even my husband, like, he's completely good with it, because he sees that when I go around them, I don't come back something different. I don't come back more negative or bitter or whatever. Most of the time I come back and I'm extra just filled with joy. Yeah. Cause I'm like, so good. Like, they're just so good. Like, even the women I have, my small, it's just so good. God's so good in what he's doing. But you're absolutely right, because I see women kind of seeing that on the outskirts. And I want to tell him, I'm like, you can have this too. Like,
it's
this
$3.99.
is exactly. And it's fantastic. But here's the thing. This is the key. Are you the friend they need? And you have to start there. If that may be what's holding it up. If you're like, okay, I don't get it. Go look in the mirror. Everything starts with that. Your marriage, your friendships, your career, your parenting. Go take a look in the mirror. Ask God to search you and tell you. It's a hard prayer to pray. Trust me. Woo, it gets you on your face. If you're not on your face before God in that moment, you're not doing it right. Okay. Like, go before him.
Wouldn't you rather be a puddle on the floor knowing that he's going to pick you up and say, it's okay, I'm going to put you back together, than be a puddle on the floor and have nobody to pick you up and put you back together? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been that puddle on the floor. I'm like, somebody help me. And I was crying out to the wrong people. Mm-hmm. But now when my face is on the floor and I'm praying to him, it doesn't hurt so bad to get back up. Mm-hmm. Because I know he's going to walk me through whatever it is I'm facing. I mean, mm-hmm. It's so good. So good.
Well, I think that's a good way to end it. Any other good stuff? I mean, we talk about friendship forever because this is something that's just so important, especially as I have a new trust and a dependence. I don't want to make these decisions. Mm-mm. I want him to. He's way better at it than I am.
I've got enough knowledge for that.
Terribly. I was like, no, I'll take this. Like, no, you can't have 5 dumpster fires, Tiff. It's just, you're one of them. We can't add 4 more. You know, it's not going to work. There's not room for that. So, all right. Well, I could talk like this all the time. So, yeah. So listen to Maggie and Esme for teachings. Listen to us to process.
Everyone has a special strength.
Exactly. We all have our different giftings. Oh, by the way, Maggie threw this and anointings. Yeah, I said it. I'll let her talk about it because I'm still confused. So. All right, friends, till next time. God bless. Take care. And go find a new friend. Okay, bye. Just kidding. I'm back. But seriously, we at Truth Rising want to be sure to pray a blessing over you at the end of each episode. And so I'll leave you with Numbers 6, 24 through 26. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.